With God's Son, your horizon is bright and eternal. Run and win only with Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Today I want to ask you a question. Are you running the race of life from the perspective of an afflicted, run-down sinner or a redeemed, victorious winner in Christ? If you're a Christian, if you know Jesus as personal Savior and Lord, then there's absolutely no reason to feel down or look down or feel run down as a sinner. When we are in fellowship with Him, walking with Him, living in and through Him, we need to remember that we are winners in Him. When our eyes shift from the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, and when our minds fixate on our problems instead of the triumphant finish line where our finisher of our faith resides, we get winded, we pant, and we cry. Yet nothing about our Lord has changed. Think about it. Even though our emotions change and our perspectives change, nothing about our Lord has changed. We need to look to Him. We need to look to Jesus, the eternal victor, and realize He lives in us. Yes, instead of being winded, let us be refreshed in His presence, even as we run a victorious race full of His grace. He loves you, and there is a heavenly cloud of witnesses who attest to His absolute faithfulness. So let us run, my friends, as sinners transformed into guaranteed winners in Christ. Take God's word for it. Let it just soak into your soul. From Hebrews 12:1 through 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run. Let us run with endurance and active persistence, the race that is set before us. Looking away from all that will distract us, and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before Him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing His deity, His authority, and the completion of His work." And my friends, I want to remind you after that powerful scripture that the same one who initiated your faith, the one who is the author and perfecter of faith, as the scripture just said, the first incentive for our belief, as in the Amplified Version of Hebrews 12:1-2. He is the one who will finish the work in you. You don't have to worry. He's not going to get tired of you. He's going to hold you and finish the work He began in you. So run the race as a victorious believer. You are a winner in Christ. You do not have to look down and stare at your problems. Instead, look up. Look up to Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. He's there. He's with you. He's with me. We can trust in Him today. Prayer tip of the week. This one I had fun with because I designed a little... It's not that great, but it is cheery. It's a picture with the Bible with a quote from Hebrews 12:1-2, and a quote from that, and I have it available on Facebook, for instance. So you can right click on this picture that I designed with this quote from Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, and then if you right click on it, you can save it and set it as your background for your phone or laptop. Or if you are not yet doing things like that or have absolutely no interest in the computer, that's fine. But do find a way to include Hebrews 1, 12, 1 through 2 in a place that you will see. For instance, you can just write it out or ask someone to print it off for you and keep it nearby. And remember, as you're praying, to keep your eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So that's our prayer tip of the week, to keep that at the forefront as we pray. And I will now pray. I always pray for those who have not yet received Jesus as Savior and Lord. And I would love to pray with you, and also for all of you who have been feeling just kind of downcast and, weary. I'm going to pray with you as well for refreshment in his presence. Sound good? I hope so. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you are faithful and that you are the finisher of our faith and that you help us finish well in Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for living in our hearts. We thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit, that we can just trust in you and take a day at a time and run the race well through you and for you. I pray, Lord, for those who have not yet even begun the race, and I in the way that they are sensing, you are drawing them to yourself right now, and I pray with them to receive you in our hearts as Savior and Lord. Please cleanse us from our sin. Just we repent of our sin. We hate sin. We want to follow you, Jesus, and we rely on you and you alone for our salvation, and that we will be in heaven because we rely on you and what you did on the cross personally for us. We believe you died on the cross, bearing our punishment for all our sins, that you rose again, conquering sin and death, and we just trust in you and rely on you as Savior and Lord. Now I pray for all listeners who are feeling burned out and downtrodden. I pray that you would just revive them, refresh them, and help them, help all of us, myself included. We just want to share you and love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Help us to not be distracted, but to keep our focus on you, Lord Jesus. I pray for all prayer requests that are on the hearts of listeners. We know that you care and that you are so gracious to be willing to bear our burdens, and so we cast our cares upon you. We ask for your will in every way, and we just pray for all prayer requests submitted to Praying Pals and ask for your best for each request. We love you, Lord. We lift your name on high. Thank you for being you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me and praying with me. What a privilege it is to pray together and to remember just how gracious God is to want to hear our prayers. Let's remember to just enjoy Jesus at church today and enjoy Jesus every day. And feel free to send your prayer requests to prayingpals.org. You can send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Thanks again to this station for airing this program. Please let them know that you appreciate it because it is very kind of them to air it. Well, God bless you, my friends, and remember that no matter what, Jesus still loves you.